This right here, the area on the other
side. People like Congresswoman Louise Slaughter, Chamber of Commerce President Bob Duffy, and various state officials put on their hard hats and toured a couple of floors of a former Kodak building on Lake Avenue, which will be the headquarters for what is called a TAP, or Testing Assembly and Packaging Facility. This is all part of a public-private partnership that is expected to involve more than $600 million from government and private sources. When the effort to make Rochester a photonics hub was announced a couple of years ago, some politicians were talking about the potential of thousands of jobs being created. Congresswoman Louise Slaughter and other officials are not talking specific jobs numbers right now, but they are talking about a gradual build-out that should attract photonics companies down the road.
We're going to bring in a lot of companies that will make the products that come out of this building. That's where the jobs come from. I'm sure we will have more engineers and more optics specialists and other people who will come to want to work here. But you need to look at who already is supporting this, the universities, the companies.
The Lake Avenue facility is undergoing renovations now and is expected to be operational late next year. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.